Hi, this is Justin Halliday, the creator of Hero Kids, and you're listening to The Family Gamers.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of The Family Gamers. I, as always, am super excited to be here. I am your host, Andrew, and I am here with my lovely wife,
Anitra. And this is lucky episode number 13.
Lucky number 13. Boom, 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 boom. And how apropos, we have a contest that we are announcing the winner of today.
And there were 13 entries.
It's like it was a synergy. Match made in heaven or something.
Or something.
Something weird and kind of annoying and creepy. Anyway, so we actually picked the winner last week. We didn't have a show because the world
technical
was,
difficulties
was,
again.
Yeah, it was the world was ending or something. I don't remember. I don't actually remember. I have no idea why we didn't have a show. But we didn't. So, sorry. So sorry we couldn't record.
But now we are.
Here we are. So this week, since it is Thanksgiving, can you believe, by the way, it's Thanksgiving week already?
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. But
since you know
it
what
is,
that means?
Lots of deals on board games.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Also lots of turkey.
Oh,
and
okay.
And playing games with our family and
yes,
friends.
Yes, that is true. Did you see that Facebook meme that said, hey, it's Thanksgiving week. Don't forget to set your scales back 10 pounds.
I like it.
Yep, pretty much. So what we thought we would do, since none of our other planning was working out, was take a look at some of the deals that are out there for this week, because a lot of retailers seem to be doing like the whole week is Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Black Friday deals or whatever, which I actually prefer. And we'll take a look at some of the good ones, I think, and mostly board games. I threw a couple of video game deals in there because they're helpful, but lots of people do video game deal gathering
yeah.
and stuff, and so I thought that, eh.
Well, and I looked around and, you know, if you're really into something brand new coming out, Fallout 4 or something like that.
Yes,
then,
I am into Fallout
then,
4.
Well, yeah. Then you might be searching around for video game deals, but... Let's be honest here. There's not a lot of compelling video games for kids that you're like, I gotta get it on Black Friday. You know, it's, you know,
right.
I gotta
I mean,
get the best
you know,
deal.
Something like Yoshi's Woolly World is probably like 15 or 20 bucks off or something like that, which would be, or Super Mario Maker, another one.
Oh, that'd be a good one, yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, again, like, I just, when I was putting stuff together, I know you put some stuff together too. I kind of was mostly not bothering with the video game stuff unless
yeah.
it's, you know, I think I wrote down like the cheapest Xbox One and PS4, which is Target anyway, but mostly we stayed away from that. So let's talk about what we did for the last 2 weeks, because it's
yes.
been 2 weeks. What have you been doing?
Well, it's actually only been a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
okay.
quite as behind the ball this time on recording a podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
We've played a fair number of board games with children and other people over the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I played Dragonwood.
Okay.
Over this past
yep.
weekend.
Great game.
Which is
game,
a,
right
which
game.
Fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Little frustrating to play with a 4-year-old, but but we played it.
Well, he weeps a lot.
Well, he also doesn't quite get the concept of the different ways to attack and
yeah. Well,
any
working.
Of the strategy at all.
He's learning.
And he's learning. But it, you know, it doesn't stop it from being a little frustrating.
I understand.
And I played Agricola, All Creatures Big and Small, which is the 2-player version of Agricola.
I played that too. I
yes.
actually taught that to Claire, our
yeah.
daughter, our
and
7-year-old.
And then she turned around and played it with me a couple hours later.
Yeah, she likes it a lot.
Yeah,
it's
a
great
a fun game.
That game
it's,
is awesome.
And it's super tight. It,
mm-hmm.
it works out really well.
Excellent, excellent game. I put about 15 hours into Fallout 4 in a week.
Yep, about that.
Not healthy.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Not really conducive to getting your other stuff done.
Nope.
Like podcasting.
Mm. Well, oh, you can't. No. No, that is not fair.
the only screen game I really put any serious time into this week is a game for iOS called Cards and Castles, which it's sort of a cross between like a Magic the Gathering, have your cards, build your deck sort of thing, and
sounds satanic.
build your deck of characters and spells and things, and but you're actually playing out on a board, and your little unit guys have to move across the board to go attack the other folks.
Okay.
It's pretty neat. You can play you can play against the computer. It really shines in multiplayer, and it's nice that it has the option to do either real-time multiplayer against your friends or against random people, or you can do asynchronous multiplayer with one-day turns.
Okay, so it forces them to
up to 24 hours. Okay. Yeah. So it's a fun game, and
you're
free.
You're a lot more into those kind of freemium games. Or, yeah. You know. Whatever.
Well, I try lots of different iOS games.
I ain't got time for that.
Because you're playing Fallout 4.
Well, I mean, even before that, I'd just soon pay $5 for a good game and not have to worry about it.
Well, it's also because, you know, for a couple of years now, we've had a habit of going to Boston Fig and PAX East and stuff like that. And I see all the people showing off their games and be like, yeah, I'll try that.
You're a much more charitable gamer than I am.
Probably.
But we also played a game. We talked about it last week. Called Santa's Little Helpers in the Ice Cube Jam.
Yep, we played that again, and I wrote a review.
Yep, and it's great.
It's up on our website. So you should check it out.
TheFamilyGamers.com.
Yeah. But after I put that review up, the maker of the game did, what's it called, a pingback?
Yep.
And in that, we're going to lead into the deals, because he mentioned he has a number of copies of that game that are just packaged in the little bag that you'd use for the cubes. Mm-hmm. No outer box, but that's fine. For $10 instead of the $15 you would pay from GameCrafter.
Which is pretty good.
Which is a pretty awesome deal. That's 33% off. Mm-hmm. So you should totally check that out. That deal's probably only going to last for a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, he'll sell out his stock, I mean, which is probably pretty small, and then he'll move on. But in all seriousness, it's cute. It's easy to pick up. We really enjoy it a lot. It makes a great stocking stuffer.
It's an open strategy game, so there's only a tiny bit of luck involved, and it's, you know, you can see what everybody else is planning to do.
Like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably it for this week. I am super looking forward to having a few days with the kids off from school and other family here and playing more games.
Yes, we are going to play the Portal game for sure this week.
Oh, for sure.
Which I'm excited about.
We might get around to playing Tesla versus Edison too.
I hope so.
That would be nice.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll be playing more Ice Cube Jam.
Probably. Yes. I'm also expecting a game coming in pretty soon called Lost Woods, which is a game that I kickstarted.
Mm,
it's
yeah.
a board game that's sort of a throwback to old school Zork.
Nice.
It's pitch black.
You are likely to be eaten by a Gru.
Yeah, that's the game. So I'm looking forward to that. And when that comes in, I'll definitely talk about that one. Mm-hmm. We'll play it.
Sure.
It'll be a good time. So let's see. Before we get into the deals, do you want to do the contest now or do you want to do it after the break?
Let's do the contest now.
Okay. So
Contest.
All right. So we are giving away a copy of Maze Racers, which we are very, very excited about. We love this game. We've waxed eloquent about this game. You can pick it up for probably, it was about $35 on Amazon. After the break, I will confirm that that's still the current price. But Andy Jeremiah, the creator of the game, who we had on the show for like episode 9 or so, was generous enough to donate a copy of the game to give away. And we are supremely excited to do that. So if you recall, there was a contest post on, mm-hmm. on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FamilyGamersAA, and also on
episode 10.
Episode 10.
Show notes.
If you had commented on that, we added those. There were two people who commented on the website as well. And so we added those in. There were 13 entries.
Yep.
And we went to random.org, and we put in 1 through 13. And then the first number that came up twice.
Was 1.
Was the one that won.
Yes.
And the number was?
One.
So if we take a look at our Facebook page, because Facebook came before the post, it looks like the winner is Marsha Morgan. Congratulations for winning a copy of Maze Racers.
You and your kids will enjoy it.
I expect so. I expect to see pictures.
Yes.
Of you and your children enjoying this game. So.
Pictures to our Facebook page. Come on.
All right. I can hear you cheering all the way from wherever you are right now, and while you're screaming your head off, we are going to go to
break. And we're back.
before we get into the deals, I did want to mention one other thing. So, we've talked about before, we talked about Kiwi Crate because Claire and Asher got a Kiwi Crate from my sister as a gift. Kiwi Crate is this thing where once a month they get this little box. It's like a loot crate or something, one of those kinds of things. Yeah. But it's basically science experiment for kids ages 5 to 8. Mm-hmm. And so we reached out to that company and we said, listen, we love these things. We love to talk about them on the show. Can you send us some free samples? They sent us a Koala Crate, which is an art thing for kids ages like 3 to 5.
Yeah.
And a Tinker Crate, which is science projects for kids ages 9 to 16 plus.
Which worked out okay because our oldest, our Claire, is very precocious.
It was fine. So we did little unboxing videos and then some reaction videos. And I'm still working on, I've got some technical difficulties with the Koala Crate video that are driving me bonkers, which you know about. But we did post the Tinker Crate video. It's on the YouTube.
Yep.
You can get to it from both our Facebook page.
Yep.
Or if you go to thefamilygamers.com, you can see the link right there. And then there's like a social media widget you can click on the YouTube thing there if you just want to go straight to YouTube and find it. But you should definitely check that video out. In it, there's a promo code. You can get 60% off your first month if you subscribe to a box. These things make unbelievable gifts. So definitely check it out. Hopefully by the time this comes out, I'll have managed to wrangle my computer into getting the Koala Crate video up. Oh. But if you've got anybody ages 9 to 16 plus or like a precocious 7 or 8 year old, or really anywhere on that age spectrum, you should definitely check out those crates.
Well, leading into the deals, you mentioned the 60% off your first month's box out of a subscription, but you can also get 50% off a one-off box where you buy it, and you know exactly what you're getting.
According to, I think it's the whole order. So if you buy multiple boxes in the shop, it would be your whole order. So if you want to get straight to the deals, forget the video, you can go to thefamilygamers.com/shopkiwibf for Black Friday.
Nice.
And it'll bring you right there. I set that up.
Aw.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good for you.
So jumping into the deals. How do you want to do this? You want to?
Well, I'm going to start with I'm not so great at researching the deals. I've always left that up to you. But I did a little bit of research, a little bit.
Okay.
And the coolest thing I found.
Because we're going to probably buy it.
Yeah. The coolest thing I found is that Amazon, this whole week, through Black Friday and a little bit beyond, is doing a whole bunch of deals on Kindles.
Mm-hmm. Well, they usually do deals on Kindles.
Yeah, but they're specifically doing a 50% off deal for their Kindle for Kids.
Okay.
That is a Kindle with some extra, a straight-up Kindle with some extra parental controls and a kid-proof cover and 2 years of warranty protection. So normally it sells anywhere between $100 and $140, depending on what kind of deals they're running.
Yeah, I think the list price of all the components is $100 and $40, and then they usually sell the bundle for $100.
So you're still saving
$30, which is still a good deal. It's 50% off.
They're selling it for $70,
which is a great
deal. Normally
they
sell it for $100. Mm-hmm. So that's a great, great deal. If you have a kid who loves to read, can't get enough books, we have one of those.
Yeah.
this could be fantastic. The one caveat I will say is I looked through a bunch of the reviews and they said it is a little challenging if you have it hooked up to your same Amazon account to transfer over just the books you want.
Okay. So we'll make her own Amazon account, but we'll control it?
That's pretty much what people have recommended, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. I mean, let me ask you a question, honey. How many times have you heard, it was an accident?
Ugh, so many.
Yeah. So 2 years of accident protection. I mean, for me, that's basically useless because I don't really ever drop my stuff or whatever. But for a 7-year-old,
all the time.
That's worth the price of admission alone. And it comes in black and blue and green and pink and purple. You can not, but
you can pick any of those colors for
the
case.
Cover.
Yeah.
So it is a great deal.
Yes.
It's pretty neat.
If you want to go even a little bit fancier, they also have the Kindle Fire Kids on sale.
This is basically the curated Android tablet.
Yeah. And again, with a special case, yada, yada, yada. That's $85. Mm-hmm. Both of these deals are through November 30th. So that's Cyber Monday, I guess.
Something like that. Yeah. That sounds about right. So, you know, if you didn't listen to our episodes about screen time and our recommendations there, go ahead and get that.
That'd be a good thing to get out of the way before you buy Kindle Fire.
Right. All right. So here's the problem. The problem with me doing research on deals that don't start or that have already started is that I end up spending our money. And I did.
But that's okay.
It was a great deal.
It was a great deal. And it was the best part about this deal is it was stuff we already wanted.
Right. So a few episodes ago, it might have been, I think it was the Travel Games episode. So it was maybe the last one.
No, it was a couple episodes ago.
I was talking about a bunch of games and you mentioned Mastermind.
Yes.
Which I was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy that right now.
And Battleship.
And then I mentioned Pass the Pigs and you were like,
Pass the Pigs. Yeah.
And so Target is having this sale right now where it's basically buy two, get one free on all their board games.
Fantastic. So and, I can guess what games we bought.
Yeah, pretty much. And Battleship, Battleship, Retro Mastermind, and Pass the Pigs were all on sale, and they were all under $15. So for like $25, we got all three games.
That's awesome.
Which is a pretty great deal.
You should totally check out Target if you're in the market for more than one board game.
And you can do it. So I ordered them online, paid for them, and then just picked them up in the store. So
wow, that's awesome.
It was fantastic. Check that out. And it's almost all of their games. So even games that go up to like $50, buy two, get one free.
Cool.
So definitely check that out. Also, a lot of, if not most of their video games are currently on sale for 10% off. So if there is something you're looking at picking up, do that.
Yeah. I will say that I can't mention enough what you just suggested. If you're not a big fan of the whole Black Friday holiday shopping season thing, that's totally the way to go. Find somewhere where you can order online, pick up in store, so you get the almost instant gratification, but you're not waiting on a bunch of lines.
And the best time to go shopping on Black Friday, this is pro tip from somebody who's done it, the best time to go shopping on Black Friday is about 9:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because all the crazy people have passed out at home.
Like us.
Like us. well, we're probably finishing up like breakfast at wherever we go. But yeah, so there's that. Also, and this is a very important one, if there are toys that you want to buy and you haven't been able to find a deal somewhere, we don't mention it, whatever, any toys, this is not just board games, it's anything, Target is having a sale online through Wednesday. If you use the promo code TOYS, you get 20% off.
Cool.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So let's see, getting into some stuff that is on Black Friday. They've got a bunch of games for $10. And I was just there. I saw Say Anything. This is still at Target. Say Anything and Heads Up. I saw them there. They're going to be on sale for $10 on Black Friday.
That's cool.
What do you think about that one right there? Disney Infinity 3.0 Starter Pack.
Ooh, dangerous.
For $35.
Dangerous.
So we bought the first one.
We have Disney Infinity 1.0, yeah.
And if I can get that for PS4, that might have to happen.
Uh-oh.
Because the guys will work on both.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good to know. Yes. So it's not a complete waste of money.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's cool.
That's pretty tempting. I'm actually not sure what platforms that covers.
I think that might be something to research over the next couple
of days.
Yeah, I'm going to
have to check that out. But it definitely is on sale for $35. And Target is the best place to buy an Xbox One if you're going to buy one. $299 for, I think, the 500 gig Xbox One, but you also get a $60 gift card, which is basically a free game.
Or, you know, use it to buy those other toys and games we were talking about.
Maybe.
Well, you know, because a lot of the people listening to this podcast are not just buying massive video game systems. They're buying gifts for friends and family.
All right. Over at Walmart, check out this list of games. These are all under $5. Sorry, Connect 4, Trouble. I hate Trouble, but they have like the Minions branded Trouble.
Oh, that would be $5. Hit.
Clue, for under $10, you can get Operation, The Game of Life. That's a game you said you liked before. Hungry Hungry Hippos. By the way, have you seen the live action Hungry Hungry Hippos videos?
I have not, but as a kid, I loved Hungry Hungry Hippos, and my parents would never play it with me.
Did you have
never,
it?
Never, ever. I had
you
it.
You actually had
it? I actually had it, and my parents would never play it with me.
See,
I don't really blame them now as a parent.
I would be okay with Hungry Hungry Hippos if we didn't have a child who would eat the balls.
Yeah, well, I think I got Hungry Hungry Hippos when I was like 7. So,
exactly.
That wasn't really an issue.
And Monopoly Empire. I've actually never played that game, but it looked pretty interesting, so I threw it on here.
Cool. A store that's good for deals in any case is Big Lots, but it
they
looks
are.
Like for Black Friday, they're doing all games and puzzles, buy one, get one for 50% off.
Which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's off. They're already crazy discounted prices.
Well, the problem with Big Lots is you kind of never know what you're going to get.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's a good kind of your deal shopping is over. But there's a Big Lots next door.
Yeah, pretty much.
But at least now you know there's the buy one, get one 50% off sale going on there. So another place that is sort of in our back pocket that, you know, because it's a little further away, we won't go there usually first thing. But Kmart.
I've gone there on Black Friday before.
Yeah, we have, but it's never been right away.
No, because it's not near any of the other stores.
So
I guess
that's just a situational thing. But they do have a bunch of stuff that's pretty cheap. Monopoly, Scrabble, games like that are between $8 and $12. There's a whole bunch of them. Also, Kohl's has a bunch of stuff. Let's see, apples to apples, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yep, I noticed they had the Rock'em Sock'em Robots the last time I was in there.
There's a couple places that seem to have those, but I think the cheapest I saw them was at Kohl's. They've got a ton of card games for like $5, like your classic Uno and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Family Feud, the card game.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good selection of toys there too.
Uh-huh.
However, I will say Kohl's is tough for Black Friday. The people there get crazy.
It's like a clothes first store. You know, it's a department store, but it's really like clothes and housewares.
Yeah, but the
lines there are insane. They have the worst lines.
The lines are bad even normally. But if that's what you've got near you. You know, still some good deals. The next store I will not set foot in on Black Friday ever. It is Toys R Us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We may be crazy Black Friday people and we may be parents, but I'm still not going to Toys R Us.
I will do a Toys R Us at 10 o'clock for like a single item that if it's there, great. If it's not, fine.
Sure.
That's me and Toys R Us.
I am hoping that Toys R Us does this year what they've done in some previous years, which is during the Christmas season, staying open late into the night.
I think so. I mean, they stay open until like midnight because they understand that parents have kids.
They know their audience.
Yep.
That parents want to come in without their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, at Toys R Us, what kind of deals?
The first thing I put on here, not board games, but like the Melissa and Doug toys. They make a lot of stuff kind of out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've heard some people complaining about them because they source a lot of their stuff from China or something
they
like
do.
That. I don't really know what the deal is with that kind of thing, but I like the style of a lot of their toys.
Yeah.
They're buy one, get one 50% off for everything Melissa and Doug branded.
Well, and last week we talked a little bit about the different kinds of toys that are good, get played with a lot.
Uh-huh.
About half of our play food is Melissa and Doug play food.
Right.
And it's nice, high quality. It's all wood. Most of their toys are wood. And that's the thing. Is like, it may be sourced from China, but it's still not plastic crap.
Right.
So, that if you're...
Although, to be frank, if your kids were literally playing with crap, I would prefer with plastic and not wood. Just going to throw
that
out there.
But probably even plastic and not wood. Wood crap is not good.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it looks like they have a whole bunch of games.
Oh
on
man,
sale
they
too.
Have. Like, all right, I'm just gonna start cheap and go expensive. At the $5 level, let's see, we've got Chutes and Ladders, which is right up there with Candyland. Memory, Despicable Me Edition.
All right,
Monopoly Junior.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Sophia the First board game.
Mm-hmm.
Cootie. We have a copy of Cootie.
We have an old school copy of Cootie.
Copy
we
of
probably
Cootie.
Should get a newer copy that doesn't fall apart when you try to put the pieces together.
They've got Operation with Doc McStuffins.
That's adorable.
Which is pretty cute.
I have to admit, they also have Candyland at the $5 level. It's princess themed Candyland.
Oh, gosh, that's even worse.
The saccharine sweetness.
Ugh. All right, getting into some marginally more bearable games. At the $7 level, we've got Jenga.
Nice.
Clue.
Okay.
Trouble.
Yeah, I like Trouble.
Sorry.
You don't, but I hate Sorry. I'm starting to hate Sorry.
Connect Four. I like Connect Four.
Connect Four is great.
Connect Four is a fun game.
We used to have it.
Yeah, what happened to it?
It got broken.
Oh, is that what happened to
it?
It just disappeared one day, and I was like,
It disappeared because the actual supports holding up the board were broken from misuse.
Misuse.
And that was misuse,
by the way. That's who broke it.
Actually, I think it might have been the middle
Mr.
child.
Use.
Mr. Use. Back before he knew how to treat games properly.
I see. At the $10 level, this one is actually a good deal. Apples to Apples Jr. For 10 bucks. Not bad. And you know what? Rock'em Sock'em Robots is 10 bucks at Toys R Us if you want to brave the crowds.
That's great.
I was wrong when I said it was $15 somewhere else. And that was the cheapest I saw it. So, and Twister. Old school Twister. Okay. At $12 is this game Pie Face. Have you seen this game?
I've seen the videos, and I wanted to mention to you that I saw it at Toys R Us the last time I was in there.
I want to buy this game. I really genuinely do.
Okay.
So this is, okay, so the way Pie Face works, this is hysterical. So it's got a little cardboard cutout for your face, sort of like how you stick your face in like a thing at like a theme park and somebody takes
a boardwalk
picture.
Theme type thing, yeah.
So you stick your face in, and there's like a little spinner. You spin the spinner, and it lands on a number. And there's like an arm, like a spring-loaded arm, and you put whipped cream on the end of it.
Yeah, or shaving cream or something.
Or whatever. Whipped cream is tasty. And so you spin the thing, and it says like 4. And so you have to twist this little knob until it clicks 4 times.
Okay.
If you do it all 4 times, you get double the points. Or you can stop at any point and only get that many points.
Ah.
And at some point, it'll release. And
you get pie in the face.
Smash somebody in the face with pie. And I mean, it's not painful. Like,
right.
It's just, but I just... For some reason, there's this...
This is a dad game.
Oh, my goodness. I can't explain. If you want, I highly recommend you go to YouTube and put in Pie Face. For some reason, the videos are so funny. I mean, it's so much more funny than it should be.
Because it's funny to see other people get hit in the face with a pie.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, it's just a little bit of whipped cream. Who cares? It seems like such amusingly wholesome fun.
Yeah, fair enough.
And for $12, like, who cares?
Fair enough.
So I'm pretty, I think I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
I think I know what you're getting for Christmas now, too.
All right. But up at $15 is Simon. So that's a good game.
Love Simon.
Simon also is in that buy one, get one free targets, or buy two, get one free targets. I saw
also
there.
A good idea.
And then if you are into the Amiibo craze.
Gotta catch them all.
That's Pokemon.
Yeah, close enough.
They're buy one, get one 40% off.
Ooh.
Which is not a bad deal. So it's buy one for whatever, like $12.99, $13.99.
Something like that, yeah.
And then you get one for like $8 or something like that.
That's a pretty good deal.
Something approximating 2 for $20.
If you're an Amiibo collector, it's a good deal.
Yep. And then I saw this. So we actually were gifted from a family that was moving out of state an awesome outdoor playset.
Yes.
This summer. But if we weren't, we would
free is
kind
awesome.
Of, yeah, free is the best price. We'd been kind of talking about getting one. And so for some reason, I still have my
deal glasses on
for them. And they have this really, really awesome one. Had a regular slide and a covered spiral slide.
Wow.
And like a climbing thing and you know, the whole kit and caboodle. And it was like $800.
Wow.
With free delivery if you buy it in the store.
Wow. Normally, those, like, if it's that...
It was 50% off.
I was going to say, if it's that complex, they're normally like $1,600.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. So that...
Wow.
That, I mean, you know, you're planning out 6 months or whatever, unless you're in the South. But that was pretty righteous. I thought that was a deal worth mentioning.
If we didn't already have one now, I would go for that deal.
Well, I'm glad we have one.
I'm glad we have one so we don't have to spend the money.
Bucks.
But
I did want to mention it because those things are really, really a great way to be like, you children need to be not in this room. You need to be outside.
I will say, since we got the swing set this spring, there's been a lot of just go outside and play.
Yep.
And a lot less complaining because they have something to go play on.
And neither one of them has killed themselves yet, which is even better.
Yeah, although I think everyone has at some point fallen off the ladder or the platform or the monkey bars.
That's all right.
Including the baby.
Oh, that's less great.
Yeah.
Who was not paying attention that time?
I was paying attention. I just didn't get there fast
enough. You watched him fall.
I watched him fall.
And amusingly enough, when our middle child broke his collarbone, it was falling off a chair at the kitchen table falling
off. So the swing set is not the problem.
Oh, man. All right. So let's see. What else do we have in here?
I think that's it. I think that's plenty of deals to keep
that's
people busy.
I mean, we just like ramrodded right through this. One thing I will say, though, you know, Target has a lot of good deals. And I think out of any store that I've ever been in, they handle the Black Friday rush better than any other store that I have ever shopped
on
Black Friday.
They sure do.
I mean, I have been in the line literally wrapped around the front of the store, and I'm inside in 10 minutes, and everybody is calm, and it's
they're like passing out carts as you walk through the door.
It's just like
they definitely use their staffing well.
So uncanny.
They direct you to go in a certain path around the store, at least for the first 20 minutes or so.
Right.
And it just like everything goes a lot more smoothly there.
I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but we both went to the same store, which usually doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We both went to Target. And I remember we were talking and it was like, this is so odd that we got everything and there's no like panic and it's calm. And it was like, what, 5 or 6 when they opened? It wasn't even
there weren't
super
people
early.
Pushing each other out of the way or anything.
Yeah. Like we don't, by the way, if there's a store that's open on Thursday, screw them. Don't go there. By the way, if there's a store that's open on Thursday,
don't go there.
Don't go there.
Don't do it.
Forget those people. They need to learn their lesson.
I will admit, I used to, the CVS around the corner from us is 24 hours a day. And so they would be open on Thanksgiving. And so they would start the Thanksgiving Black Friday deals. And I would go there at like 10 o'clock at night or something on Thanksgiving Day. I'm not going to do that anymore. I've watched the people and they want to be home with their families.
Well,
they don't want to be there.
I mean, a store like that is like a 24-hour store. Like that's what they. But, I mean, that's a little bit different.
Well, like I would understand.
But just
give them
a hug. I'd be like, you know what? Happy Thanksgiving. I'm buying 2 Kit Kats. I'm only taking one home.
Aww.
You know, like something like that. Like that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it is. When I appreciate that a place like CVS is open because if you have a health crisis on Thanksgiving, where else are you going to go?
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, don't go there for the Black Friday deals, at least not until Friday. All right.
Well, we are going to have a lot of content coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have basically a shipment of Game Right games showing up at our doorstep.
Yes.
Sometime soon because there's a fundraiser going on at our daughter's school that's sponsored by Game Right. So we're going to have a whole bunch of new stuff to check out and try out, and we will let you know how that goes.
We have a couple more reviews in the pipeline.
We do have a few more reviews in the pipeline that we're working on, and I suspect that we might have another partnership coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Which is pretty awesome.
And more guest hosts.
That also should be happening.
So more of everything.
I told our Ubisoft friend that she better come up with a pretty righteous giveaway.
to make up for the fact that,
that she's
all the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I can't really blame her.
It's
though.
Not
I mean,
her
it's
fault,
legit, but I was just teasing her. So I'm thinking we're gonna have some really great stuff coming up pretty soon. But in all seriousness, check out the Tinker Crate Collection by Kiwi Crate Incorporated. You can go to thefamilygamers.com/shopkiwi, and then those promo code sub60 to get 60% off your first month. Of a subscription, and then I think shop 50 to get that. But yeah, we also have a banner on our site. It's the same link, so whichever way is the easiest.
We have made it super easy for you to find.
Mm-hmm. Oh man! So speaking of things to find, where can people find us, Anitra?
People can find us at our website, thefamilygamers.com.
That's easy.
Yes, we like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/FamilyGamersAA.
And Twitter.
FamilyGamersAA on Twitter as well.
You can find us on YouTube, but the best way to do that is to go through thefamilygamers.com.
I'm working on the link for YouTube.
Yeah,
that'll come.
But right now it's a messy link.
Yes.
How can they email you, Andrew?
Andrew@thefamilygamers.com. I know, it's wild.
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure they can also get you at Anitra@thefamilygamers.com.
Yes, you can.
Don't forget to check out the show on iTunes if you have an iOS device. We really, really appreciate when people leave reviews, written reviews on iTunes. We're up to 7, which is not a lot, but it's getting there.
It's enough so we actually show up in the list on iTunes.
Yes. So please, if you are enjoying the show, I don't know if I told you this. We broke 1,000 total downloads.
Woohoo!
So thank you to everybody who is listening to the show.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Listen, rate us on iTunes, and
share
tell your
us
friends.
With your friends. We're definitely looking to line up some more giveaways because we like to give things away for free because it's fun.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't like free stuff?
And check out the Mommy Gamers. We guest hosted on the Mommy Gamers a few weeks ago. Episode like 109,
108,
maybe?
108,
something like
that.
It's called May Contain
Nuts.
Contain Nuts. We had a good time on there. It was a lot of fun. So definitely check that show out as well. Different topics than we usually cover. So
yeah.
Anyway.
It was a good time.
So Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your families this holiday.
Yes.
And we will come back next week. But until then, play games with your kids.
And your family.
And your family.